The music that you hear really seems to be controlled once again and for all by the dictates of the top 40, which is what, and the rack jobbers, right on, right arm. And so it's real important for everybody to get out there again and start making your own music and finding vehicles to express that music without having to rely on those, whatever you call them, up there in control. And speaking of making your own music, don't speak yet. We're gonna feature the fabulous two of Keith and Rooney. Fabulous tuning act. I see most of you sitting in the loaded, in the half lotus position.
I'm in the loaded position.
And with that, I'll turn it over.
Here's one that's all my all-time top 40, a sacred number called I'm Going to Sleep with One Eye Open. Oh, I just found out today the little game you play. I've been sleeping my whole life away. You've been standing, so they say, dreaming now and day. So I'm going to sleep one eye open from now on. From now on.
From now on.
All night long.
All night long.
You won't get a chance to treat your daddy wrong. You've been standing, so they say, dreaming night and day. So I'm going to sleep with one eye open from now on.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I was trying to get him on his pedal, but he doesn't.
What do you think about doing Lovesick Blues?
Sure.
We'll sing another one and then maybe hear what banjo. I've got a feeling called a blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby saved me down. Lord, I don't know what I do. All I do is sit and cry.
Thank you.
know this one, Bill.
I do?
Yeah. It's my blues.
Oh,
am I going to just... I'll just skip playing, right?
Thank you.
get along with you. Get along with me. I'll get along with you. Somebody asked me to do an old gospel tune. It's called "Guide Me, Great Jehovah," and it's an old Appalachian song. I got to figure out the key to do it in.
Is this Acapulco?
It's Acapulco, right? Well, I'll try it. I don't know. I haven't sung it in a long time. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. Try another gospel song. We hope you join in on this one. As I walk down in the valley to pray. You know that one? Some people know? Let's see. As I walk down in the valley to pray. Whoa, brothers. That sounds like a good key. Okay. As I went down in the valley to pray,
studying about that good old.
I was studying about that good old way. a valley to pray. I was studying about the good old way.
Who shall wear
a star and crown?
Oh, Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down. Let's go down. Don't you wanna go down? Oh, brothers, let's go down. Down in the valley to pray.
Woo! Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you all for coming tomorrow afternoon, 2:30.
Words against the political candidates. But you can sing with us anyhow and show that they are. It goes, oh, we're all a-dodging, dodging, dodging, dodging. Oh, we're all a-dodging out away through the world. Is that too loud? Oh, we're all a-dodging, dodging, dodging, dodging. Oh, we're all a-dodging out away through the world. Well, the candidate's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the candidate's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger, too. He'll meet you and greet you and ask you for your vote. But look out, boys, he's dodging for a note. Oh, we're all a-dodging, dodging, dodging, dodging. Oh, we're all a-dodging out away through the world. Well, a preacher is a Dodger and a well-known Dodger. The preacher is a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger, too. He'll preach you the gospel and tell you of your crimes. But look out, boys, he's dodging for your dimes. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out of way through the world. Well, the lawyer is a Dodger and a well-known Dodger. And the lawyer is a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger, too. Well, he'll plead your case and he'll claim you as a friend. But look out, boys, he's easy for to bend. We're all dodging, 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 dodging. No, we're all dodging out of way through the world. Well, a general is a Dodger and a well-known Dodger. General is a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger, too. He'll march you up and he'll march you down. But look out, boys, he's gonna lay you in the ground. We're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all a-dodging out away through the world. And a merchant is a Dodger and a well-known Dodger. And a merchant is a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger, too. He'll sell you goods at double the price. When you go to pay him, gonna have to pay him twice. We're all dodging, 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 dodging. All dodging out of way through the world. Who else? Well, the lover is a Dodger, a well-known Dodger. And the lover is a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll hug you and kiss you and call you a bride. But look out, girls, he's a-telling you a lie. We're all dodging, 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 dodging. We're all dodging way through the world. Now this last verse is by the guy who wrote the song. And a farmer is a Dodger, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the farmer is a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. Well, a plant is cotton and a plant is corn, but he won't make a living just as sure as you're born. We're all dodging, 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 dodging. We're all dodging way through the world.
know we're all dodging, 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 all dodging our way through the world.
Did you say that song was written in the 1890s? Or discovered
1890s. Or 18 something.
This song was also written in the 90s. The next one was written in the East 90s at 3rd Avenue in New York City. It's called a 3rd Avenue Reel.
This is the kind of tune that we really get into at home sometimes when we start playing. And we play for... Well, we come to rehearse and never get around to rehearsing, and a couple hours later we look up and we've been playing for several hours. It's that kind of a tune. Thank you. Well, from that reception, I get the feeling that you play that kind of music yourself, so you must recognize it. It's just the kind of stuff you just sit there and play, you know, and play it, and when you're finished, you play it some more. People used to ask us how we got into this kind of music, and now we have to figure out how to get out of it sometimes, and that's what's happened. I don't mean quit, I mean we get into one of those tunes, and that's... What are you going to play next, anyhow?
The answer to the question.
Ah, so...
Luna's going to sing this one. It's about all those unanswered questions that shouldn't have ever been asked in the first place.
Besides playing the old traditional songs and making up songs and tunes, Jay and Lynn write songs also. Tape recorders tape songs, I see, and they get around.
Thank you.
I guess what's happening is that everybody's traveling further and further to get to one small place after another. All the musicians who are here today, it sounds like in the last week we've all traveled more miles that the airlines would like to get a hold of, and they can't have it. And they didn't. The highways got us. We'd like to go back to some real old music now, kind of show you or show ourselves where these songs really got started. And about the oldest instrumental music, the oldest orchestra or band would be a fiddle alone. Jay, what are you going to play?
Sal Goodman.
Sal, that's a good one. I don't know how many of you know the record that Eck Robertson made back in 1923. It was the first country man to ever record a country fiddle tune. He was from Texas, this Eck Robertson fellow, and he thought he was a damn good fiddler, so he came all the way to New York and says, I'm a good fiddler, record me. They said, we don't record that kind of music. He says, well, you know, I'm good. And if he didn't have that confidence, it wouldn't have happened. And he marched into the Victor Studios, and they didn't know what to do with him because they had no such category as country music, especially American country music. I think they auditioned him with some Irish fiddlers, and it was such good music that they had to record it, issued it a few years later, and well, this is the tune, the way he played Sally Gooden. You all know that tune, don't you? You must have a piece of pie and a little piece of pudding. Give it all away for to see Sally Gooden. Well, it just goes over and over that way. What was so amazing about Eck Robertson's way of playing was that he had so many variations. But out in the in the fiddlers' conventions in Texas, I guess they've been playing it that way. See, there was this girl, Sally Gooden, and she had all these different boyfriends, and whoever could play the most different versions won the prize. Charmin' Betsy, coming round the mountain, Charmin' Betsy. Some of you may remember that from summer camp. This way of playing it, I learned sort of an old record by a fellow named Land Norris, who played it all by himself and some odd tuning on the banjo and got it timing and words and everything all kind of irregular. I got that way for a while, but then I met these characters and... Actually, this is the first old-time banjo and fiddle tune that I know that has a doo-wah chorus of two jew's harps. And
the High Lonesome Buzz.
The High Lonesome Buzz. How many of you brought jew's harps today?
Play along.
Well, play along. I mean, I think it would be the greatest thing to sing songs like this. Have everybody just going dong, 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 dong. And get the whole place, you know, vibrating. It's like kind of quiet bagpipes.
inside your head, so to speak.
Yeah, that's for sure. Did you ever try playing the juice harp while you're watching TV? It makes the picture go all weird. It jiggles the water in your eyeballs. It's like...
Oh, we do all kinds of things around our house. Charming Betsy, she's riding on a train. And the last time I seen Charming Betsy, she's wearing a ball and a chain. Coming round the mountain, Charming Betsy, coming round the mountain, Coralie. And if I never no more to see you, darling, will you? Think that I might be lame. If the truth had been told, my back's been broke, but I get there just the same. Coming round the mountain, Charming Betsy. Coming round the mountain, Coralie. And if I never know more to see you, darling, will you remember me? Got no politics, money it's not to blame. He's got no business in my suit, but he gets there just the same. Coming round the mountain, Charming Betsy. Coming round the mountain, Coralie. And if I never no more to see you, darling, will you? Wears her fine perfume, and the poor girl, well, she goes plain. Well, my girl, she smells like an old billy goat, but it's her smell just the same. Coming round the mountain, Charming Betsy. Coming round the mountain, Coralie. And if I never no more to see you, darling, will you? We're going to do an old Charlie Poole song for you now, Charlie Poole, North Carolina Ramblers. Song that the New Law City Ramblers did for a while. It's called The Baltimore Fire. Actually, to get a better understanding, I don't know how many of you know the old recording by Charlie Poole or of the Ramblers of the Baltimore Fire. Well, this won't help at all. But to get a better understanding of what the difference between us and them is, they're dead. And we're alive and still playing the music. I didn't mean to say that.
Usually
they're dead, yeah. Also, there was three of them and there's four of us. So we took the low lines from the guitar runs and put them onto the cello, and Charlie Poole's voice left the banjo player and went off to Jay and Lynn. And as soon as I tuned the banjo, you'll hear all about this great big fire that swept through Baltimore in 1909 or so. Fire engines, smoke billowing, banjos playing. Thank you.
Donna's going to sing a song that may bring back memories we never had.
Most of us, anyway.
Every time I think about this song, it's about a great American experience that maybe never existed, but a lot of people hark back to it. It's part of our collective unconscious. That's right, a song from our collective unconscious. It's called All the Little Chickens in the Garden, or The Farmer's Daughter, and it's a real semi-mental song. I once did know a farmer, a jolly good old soul. I used to do the work around his little country home. He had a lovely daughter, to win her I did try. And when I asked him for her hand, this was his good reply. Treat my daughter kindly, and say you'll do no harm. And when I die, I'll give to you my little house and farm. My horse, my cow, my sheep, my plow, and my little red barn, and all the little chickens in the garden. Loves me. I follow her around the farm, her smiling face to see. I watch her milk her father's cow, admiring her every charm. And many's the glass of milk we drink before we leave the barn. Treat my daughter kindly and say you'll do no harm. I'll give to you my little house and farm, my horse, my cow, my sheep, my plow, and my little red barn, and all the little chickens in the garden. Friends, thank you so much. We'd like to do one more song and then have a chance to sit back and hear Margaret MacArthur sing some good songs. I haven't seen Margaret for, 10 years? And boy, I'm looking forward to this. I'd also like to thank you for the editors of Sing Out magazine. You're really helping us keep going this way. Well, you want to pick two?
Yeah, play this.
Here's a pick. I really hope this kind of music can keep going like it's going these days. Little places like this, big places like this, all over the place. Places for musicians to sing and travel and get the songs around. Chance for us to stay home and just come out visiting on the weekends. It's about the best thing that could happen to this country at this stage. And Sing Out isn't the center of the world. I know you've got your own center with your picking and singing gathering. I'm in the wrong key again. This band keeps up on me.
The song that we're going to do, I imagine a lot of people will know it. It's Haul the Woodpile Down. So, sing along if you like.
I don't know when Uncle Dave Macon played up here. I can't remember what year that was. Uncle Dave and the Fruit Jar Drinkers, but they made a record. Sure.
Yeah.
Don't you? Any of you remember? No, it was before Sing Out. He died before Sing Out when it started. I've been thinking, Sing Out magazine isn't even a teenage magazine anymore. Just think about that. Hold the wood pile down.
Went to town the other night.
Hold the wood pile down.
Yeah, noisy fight.
Hold the wood pile down.
Hold the wood pile down.
Hold the wood pile down. Nothing was right. Hold the wood pile down. Gave her a little love that made her happy. Hold the wood pile down. Gave her a little kiss that in come her pappy. Hold the wood pile down. But I was traveling,
traveling, as long as the world was round.
For the backyard charge, hold the wood pile down.
One day,
hold the wood pile down.
He screamed and hollered, I heard say,
hold the wood pile down.
It's just second hand, tell you what it's about.
Hold the wood pile down.
It's a good thing, and it's a good thing.
Hold the wood pile down. But I was traveling, traveling, as long as the world goes around. For the backyard charge, hold the wood pile down. Try and play something quiet and get back down to reality. These are hot chairs, that's what the trouble is.
Is that what you said, Ann?
Is that
Margaret, are you ready?
I was glad to see someone else who didn't always know what key they were playing in and all that kind of stuff, because the truth be told, we never played any of these songs before.
Oh, that's not true at all.
It's first time around for most of these.
Well, we thought it was spring, so we'd play a whole bunch of spring songs. This first one's about the old miller who had three sons. And
you might catch on to the chorus of this after we've done it a few times.
The chorus is the old mill wheel kept turning round and round.
Very complicated.
So catch on right away. And this is the clack of the old mill wheel turning round.
The old mill wheel kept turning round and round.
First called in his oldest son, saying, "My race is almost run. The firm of will that I shall make, what share of toll do you intend to take?"
And the old mill wheel kept turning round and round. The old mill wheel kept turning. and the old mill wheel kept turning round and round.
Kids running around, although they do get to be big after a while, as you might have noticed on my left.
Give her a guitar.
Another song about the water, and this time the water is, again, a really important. Well, I didn't tell you the reason we were singing songs about water, because it's spring, and every place we look at our house, it's running all over the place.
Although most of it is covered with snow still. So.
Some of it's covered with snow, and some of it is making mud in the middle of the road and all that. But. In the mountains of Vermont, spring has not really arrived.
It's coming, this, though. You have the idea.
This young man went to visit a well-fared May, the well-fared May being a water sprite of some kind, a mermaid. I shouldn't give away the song.
Calvin and his lady. Thank you. she has made his bed and his gentle lady laid him down. His brother, he unbent his bow, was never bent by him again.
And one more song about the spring. This happened in, I suppose, well, it's almost May.
To see the waters gliding and hear night.